Good evening, everyone. My name is Jeremy Moore, and I'd like to officially welcome you all to tonight's More Success Team Legal Shield conference call. What a fantastic call we have lined up for you guys tonight. I know a speaker and trainer I'm really looking forward to learning and hearing from myself. But it's an exciting time on the More Success Team and an exciting time in Legal Shield. Our More Success Team retreat is rapidly approaching. The dates for that event are March 12th through the 15th in Ada, Oklahoma. We're going to kick off the event at One Prepaid Way here in Ada, Oklahoma. It's going to be a phenomenal time down here in Ada. We're going to get to tour the home office. We're going to tour our new church and memorial chapel that our founders, Harley and Shirley Stonesifer, have built just down from Legal Shield. We're going to tour that facility.
Hey.
You guys. But we're also at that event in Ada. We'll be addressed and taught by our CEO, Mr. Jeff Bell. Mr. Jeff Bell will kick off our team event there at One Prepaid Way in Ada, Oklahoma. So that Mr. Bell will actually be – we're going to do tours and all that throughout the mid-morning. But at 1 o'clock, we're gonna cater lunch. So we're going to feed you guys all lunch and then be addressed by Mr. Bell. And not only Mr. Bell will be there, but also Ms. Shirley Stonesifer will be there to meet and greet and address you guys too. So I don't know a better way to kick off our team events and to do it in Ada, Oklahoma, number one, but to be addressed from our founders, Ms. Shirley Stonesifer, and then our CEO, Mr. Jeff Bell. So to get the best of both worlds there, we're going to kick the event off in Ada. After that event's over, for you guys that maybe are I know there are lots of people be carpooling and things of that nature from Oklahoma City down to Ada or driving up from Dallas or whatnot and stopping off in Ada on their way to Oklahoma City. So Jeff Bell and Ms. Stonesifer and all that event starts at 1 o'clock. We'll try to get out of there by mid-afternoon. So if you don't get there early, you can still tour the home office, the corporate office, meet all the employees and all the different facets of the home office, and also tour the our new church and memorial chapel that the Stonesifers have built there just down from Legal Shield. So incredible way to kick off the event. Thursday night, we'll have a little get-together with our executive directors. You guys want to get there early and hang out. All the executive directors be coming in and out of a meeting, so get to meet all the players on the More Success Team on Thursday evening. And Friday morning, we'll kick off the event in Oklahoma City at the Cox Center. It's going to be a phenomenal day of training. All day long on Friday, we'll go from about 10 to 4 or 5 o'clock range. We'll break for lunch and all that good stuff. But then we're all going to go as a big group to the Oklahoma City Thunder basketball game. We're going to have a great time from that arena. Is just right next door to the Cox Center. It's all right there together at our host hotel we're staying at, the Renaissance. It's connected to the Cox Center, and it's just right across the street from the arena. So really close, really convenient. We're going to have a great time there. There's a couple of tickets left for that. So if you bought some new team members that haven't got one yet, you need to get a hold of us immediately so we can reserve you a ticket for that. We're going to have a great time there. And then Saturday, it's going to be another phenomenal day of training. And Saturday evening is the big shabam for our team. We're going to have an awards gala. We'll have a keynote address by our leader, Mr. Ken Moore. We'll be ending that event on Saturday evening. Also, Saturday evening, we're going to have a special guest. Mr. Darnell Self is going to be doing incredible training for our team on Saturday evening. So the event starts at 8 on Thursday, but it doesn't end until Saturday night. So plan on staying through Sunday. Or if you leave on Saturday, it needs to be midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning. So because it's going to be a phenomenal time. We're pulling out all the stops. We're going to make an incredible event. All the top leadership on the team will be training from stage. We're going to do a unique thing on Friday afternoon. We're actually going to break, and this is a great thing if you're coming as a spouse or whatnot. If your spouse is coming with you, Friday afternoon we're going to do something unique. We're going to have two sessions. One session is going to be all about team building and building your network marketing business. The other session is just going to be a mastermind, a roundtable discussion, all about the B2B aspect of Legal Shield. So you can pick one or the other. It'll be totally separate rooms, all set up for us. We're going to have a great time. The phenomenal trainers on our team, the leadership on our team, will be conducting all those workshops on Friday afternoon. To me, I'm really excited about that. I'm super excited what's going to happen Saturday evening with Papa and Darnell Self. But, you know, kicking it off at One Prepaid Way, where it all began with our founder, Ms. Shirley Stonesifer, and our CEO, Mr. Jeff Bell. What an incredible time. So, guys, you need to make your plans accordingly. We'll be putting out an email in the morning with the agenda on there so you can disseminate that, get that into your team's hands. For you guys that haven't registered, your team hasn't registered, you go to our More Success Team website and do that. You can reserve your hotel through the website. You need to just reserve your room to make sure you have a place to stay when you get up there in Oklahoma City. But we're starting event in Ada. We're ending in Oklahoma City. We're going to have a great time. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be power-packed. The better the event's going to be is you know, making sure we get all of our new folks to that event. It is going to be something special. It'll be a way to catapult your business into the summer to our international convention in July. I guarantee you the groups of the people that bring the most people to our team event, they'll have the biggest explosion in their business as we go into their international event in July in Las Vegas. So what an incredible time. I'm extremely excited about it. Also this month, we've got a contest going that I need to tell you guys about right now. The number one recruiter on the team this month we'll get an iPad Air, a brand new iPad Air. These things are personalized, they're engraved. You know, it have your name on it from the More Success Team. We'll ship that out to you. A brand new iPad Air. The second top recruiter on the team will get an iPad Mini. So the top recruiter gets iPad Air. The second recruiter gets an iPad Mini, and every single one of you guys on the team that qualifies for the Performance Club this month, your name will go into the hat, and we're going to pick the name out of there, out of everyone that is qualified for Performance Club, and then we're going to give them an iPad Mini. So you actually have three chances to win some great prizes, great business-building tools, great gadgets. You know, my boys and us, we don't go anywhere without our iPad. So anyway, it's a great contest that Pawpaw's sponsoring. Most important thing tonight, though, is make sure your team gets registered for the event. It's fast approaching. The agenda is power-packed. It's going to be phenomenal training. We will help you grow your build your business, but we're going to have a lot of fun around that event as well. Going to the basketball game, our awards gala on Saturday night is going to be something spectacular. It's absolutely going to blow your guys' minds. So make sure that I really can't wait to hear the keynote address by Mr. Ken Moore. I know he's been working hard on that, and he's really got something special he's going to share with you guys on Saturday night. So with that, I'm going to go straight out to Durant, Oklahoma, to a platinum executive director, a millionaire club member. But the most important thing in my life, guys, is he's my dad, and that's Mr. Randy Moore. Dad, are you there?
I am, Jeremy. Can you hear me okay?
Loud and clear.
Well, thank you very much. But before we go to tonight's special guest speaker, I want to quickly go out to Stillwater, Oklahoma, and to bronze executive director and millionaire club member, Mr. David Peterman, who has some special recognition that he wants to give out tonight. Mr. Peterman, are you on?
Yes, sir, Randy. Thank you very much. I want to introduce Henry and Patricia Sampson. They're on the team, and they've been through some adversity and challenges, as most of us do, and you so very well put it, that last Super Saturday. I mean, we can come through that. But through their faith and perseverance, the desire to help people, they just achieved last week the prestigious level of director, and we're really proud of them. Wanted to introduce Henry and Patricia Sampson. Henry, you on the line?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Good afternoon, sir. How you doing this evening?
Well,
Henry,
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I just want to say, first, I have to give God all the glory, because without him, I can't do anything. I'd like to thank Mr. Moore and the Moore family for allowing me and Patricia to be part of a great team of Legal Shield. And a special shout out to Mr. Peterman and Gene Peterman. He's my mentor, friend, and my prayer partner. So I got a ticket, me and Mr. Peterman, we be texting at 5 o'clock in the morning just to say good morning some days. Don't tell him I told you guys. Anyway, we have a great relationship, and I thank you, Mr. Peterman, for all that you have done for me and Patricia in this leadership business. Especially, I'd like a shout-out for the Tulsa leadership. They have done an excellent job in the Tulsa market, and thank you guys for all that you have done.
Absolutely. Henry, we appreciate that, and Patricia. And Randy, they're in there, and we're now headed to executive director. So we appreciate the time. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome. Again, congratulations to Henry and Patricia Sampson on obtaining the highest permanent level in Legal Shield, the director level. Job well done, guys. We're very, very proud of you. Now I want to quickly go out to South Carolina and to More Success Team Executive Director, Mr. Tony Barkley, who's actually going to be the special guest speaker at the Fort Worth Super Saturday. Mr. Barkley, are you on?
That I am, sir. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir, Mr. Barkley. Go right ahead.
Yes, sir. We're definitely excited about that. But first of all, thanks for the opportunity to speak to the team real quickly. But we're definitely excited about this weekend coming up, Valentine's weekend, weekend of love, and the weekend of sharing this Legal Shield opportunity and service. So we're definitely excited about that. And the following weekend, we're in Jacksonville, Florida, doing the Super Saturday as well. But first, I want to let you know and recognize our Savannah team. Those folks drove 2 hours and plugged into the Super Saturday in Charleston. They also had Mr. Darnell Self there. Obviously, a great event, great speaking, great nuggets. The coins held back. But here's what I do know real quickly. I know we got a great speaker coming up. The one thing I do know is that this business obviously works just like a refrigerator. And if we think what's inside that refrigerator, that's food, and if we unplug from that power source, definitely whatever's inside it is going to spoil. So we work the same way, and I recommend that everybody on this call plugs into the next events, wherever it is, their weekly, their regional, their Super Saturdays, and definitely, of course, this great Moore's event coming up. So I'll go ahead and end the call. Appreciate the opportunity. Can't wait to hear from my friend and platinum running buddy, Mr. Shiva. Mr. Moore, I turn the call back over to you, sir.
Well, thank you, Mr. Barkley. If anyone is close to Fort Worth, Texas, you want to hear a dynamic speaker and trainer, you need to get in front of Mr. Barkley. But now to introduce tonight's special guest speaker, I want to go straight to Ada, Oklahoma. He is a Platinum 5 Executive Director, a $500,000 ring earner, an original Millionaire Club member who continues to lead our More Success team now after over 30 years, and that's none other than my dad, Mr. Ken Moore. Mr. Moore, are you on?
I'm right here, Randy. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Loud and clear. Randy, first of all, I am excited to be on the call tonight because, you know, I've been down with the flu, and each day I'm feeling better now. Thank God. God, thank people for praying for me. And you know, I'm really excited about the retreat because, you know, like Jeremy said, who all is there, and, of course, we're going to have Miss Kathy Pinson, our Chief Operating Officer, Mr. James Russo, Mr. Patrick Hodges, Miss Carol Smith. We got a lot of people besides our own regular people, so we're going to be chock full of information. But while we're at it, we're going to have a lot of good fellowship. I want the team to intermingle so that they know each other from every state. So when they call someone, they know the help's right there. They're working together. And by the way, I would like to reemphasize, if you're any place, go here, Mr. Tony Barkley. You know, Randy, this next speaker, I'm telling you, I really know a lot about him, but I can't say enough good things about him. And the way I mean that is, this man is one of the top recruiters in the company ever since he started back in November 2008. He's been in 76 months for the Performance Club and made it 74 out of 75 times. He's a qualified executive director in his 14th month. He's qualified as a bronze executive director for 3 straight years in a row. And I'm telling you, he's just a little ways from platinum. He's right on the edge because last year, he hit phase one of the ring, the rise to the ring. Last month, he hit phase two, and he qualified for his $1,000 bonus. And last year, Randy, listen to this. Last year, he had 7 people on his team qualify for a BMW and broke 4 new Power 20s. He's on track this month to hit his goal of breaking 4 new executive directors for the time I retreat. Now, if that's not powerful, I don't know what is. I want to honor this young man by saying I think he's top-notch. He's on our team. We're very pleased and very proud of his production, proud of his character. So, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Damon Schieber.
Well, thank you so very, very much. Can you hear me okay?
I hear you fine, and thank you, Damon. You're a great guy. You're a great team player, and we appreciate that.
I appreciate that. It's always an honor and a privilege to be able to address the entire team, and I can't say enough about Mr. Kenmore and your example and how much it's meant to me personally as I've gone down the road in my Legal Shield journey. I know there's been several times when I've called you when I was a manager and a director, and then, you know, in the early going of being executive director, always getting advice, and not only from you, Mr. Moore, but from, of course, your son, Mr. Randy Moore, and I've gotten to know Jeremy better over the last year and a half, 2 years or so, and just so appreciative that God blessed me to be a part of the Moore Success team. And so thank you to all of you. You know, when Mr. Moore invited me to address the team, he asked me to pick a topic. And so I really thought long and hard about it. I wasn't exactly sure what I should talk about, because so many times we get on the call and it's always great stuff. But a lot of times it's inspiration. And I certainly hope some people will get inspired tonight, but as I thought about it, I had a conversation with a gentleman on the team last week, and this gentleman happens to be a director on the team, and he told me he's never hit exec. And I thought to myself, wow, he's been in a while, he's never hit exec. So what I want to talk tonight about, specifically, if you're brand new on the call, by the way, before I forget, I meant to mention just a couple of people, but Ms. Tommy Irvin, 100 months in Performance Club. I know we've got people on the call who have been in Performance Club longer, but 100 months is a benchmark. Congratulations. And Henry and Patricia, new directors on the Peterman's team. Congratulations. Look forward to shaking your hands at the More Success Team event next month. And Tony Barkley, you know I love you, brother. I can't wait to see you at the More Success Team event either. But I sat there and I started thinking about who I'd be talking to on the call. Listen, if you're brand new on the call tonight, I'm glad you're on the call. And if you've been having a lot of success lately and moving through some of the early ranks, you know, I'm glad you're on the call. But tonight I really want to talk to the people who feel like they've plateaued. Maybe you're at the manager level. Maybe you're at the director level. Listen, here's how my journey in Legal Shield went. You know, we just eclipsed $200,000. That's not in 1 year. I wish it was in 1 year. That's coming. But $200,000 in my Legal Shield career over the last just over 6 years. It took me 4.5 years to make my first $100,000. It took me 1.75 years to make the next $100,000. And the third $100,000 we're going to make by the end of this year. So in 11 months, we'll make our third $100,000. And so we're pretty excited. But I can remember going through the desert. I can remember when I was a broke director, you know. And, in fact, not only was I a broke director, I was at the time, I happened to be the regional manager out here in Boise, Idaho. It was a small market. We weren't having a lot of nobody in the market was having a lot of success. And I remember just feeling like I'm putting in all the work. I'm doing the 10 core commitments. I'm, you know, is it really just that I haven't hit the right people yet, you know? And then some things changed for me. And I realized that there are certain skills that are necessary to get to the next level. So before I get started, I want to make sure that we understand each other. There's a lot of things that go into the mix of becoming an executive director. Okay? You know, you've got to have the belief. You've got to decide to do it. There are philosophies that needs to be in order. You know, there are philosophies that drive the activity. There are philosophies that drive structuring. There's your philosophies about network marketing, you know, whether you're, you know, sharing the opportunity, whether you're, you know, selling the membership, all those different things. And here's the reality. We have enough success in Legal Shield that you can say, you know, sharing works, selling works, you know, I would invite you to go to your upline executive director and fall in line with whatever philosophies that they're providing. I'm not here tonight to tell you how to build the business. That's what your upline executive director is for. What I'm here tonight to tell you is to illuminate the skills that are necessary. And I'm sure your upline exec would agree with me on these, because I think this is just across the board. But I think it's things that we miss all the time. Like, we're so focused on the 10 core commandments, but listen, you could do the 10 core commandments multiple ways. You know, or sometimes we're so focused on a philosophy, but listen, different philosophies can work. And duplicate, not just work, but duplicate. But sometimes we don't focus on the skills. And so I'm going to talk tonight about three skills that are necessary in order to become an executive director. Not just to hit it once, but to become an executive director where you never worry about qualifying. Okay? And the very first one is learn how to give a presentation. Now, in the next step, audio CDs that go in every brand new associate's kit for, you know, the last year and a half or whatever, on the next step CDs, Darnell Self is talking and interviewing Dave Cibula, number one income earner in the company, and Brian Carruthers, number two income earner in the company. And toward the end of the third CD, right, Darnell Self asks Dave Cibula and says, if you could just give one tip, if you could just give one tip that would make all the difference in the world, what would it be? And Dave Cibula, without equivocation and without hesitation, says, learn how to give a presentation. You know, we have to know, listen, I don't care if you just want to share some information or if you want to become a salesman, but I got to tell you, for me, I want to teach my team how to sell the membership. You know, I think about all the great salesmen I've known in other industries, and I don't think I could do what they do. However, I would love to learn how to do what they do. That's just me personally, right? I don't think there's anything wrong with selling. And I remember, you know, Tony Petrillo a couple of years ago, you know, saying I'm not the vice president of sharing, right? We are a direct selling organization. I remember interviewing Ken Moore a couple of years ago now in getting ready, or I guess about a year and a half ago now, getting ready for the last Moore Success Team event. And he told me a bunch of stories from the early days when they had to go out and sell the membership. And I remember talking to Linda Bowden on a call one time. I called her up and we were talking, and she shared a couple of stories about how in the early days they went out and sold the membership. In fact, she talked about it last week on the call. So, you know, we need to make sure that we know how to give a presentation. Now, sometimes, you know, you may want to use a DVD. You may want to use a flip book. I don't care what tool you're using, okay? But what I do know is that there are going to be times when you might be caught without a tool. And if you don't know how to give a presentation, you're dead. Right? We got to know how to give a presentation. We got to know our membership, right? And what that entails. In fact, I caught up with Dave Cibula in Jamaica last year, and I walked over to him and I said, "Mr. Cibula, I'm just kind of curious. I've heard you talk and tell stories about how you recruited people, and I also have heard, you know, seen you give your napkin presentation a million times, right?" The one where he says, "I'm so glad you said that," right? And for those of you that don't know, you're going to have to find out later, but "I'm so glad you said that," and he draws it out on a napkin real quick. "Here's you, here's me. You don't have any time. I have lots of time. You're going to introduce me to three people who have more time than you do, and we're going to go to work and put some money in your bank account so you can get some time back," or whatever excuse they use, and it's the same thing, right? But he said, I said to him, "So let me ask you a question. When you first got started, I've never heard you talk about the tools you've used." And he said, "You know what, we just didn't have any. And I don't get me wrong, I think they're a good idea, but, you know, I built my business just on sitting down and doing presentations." And I thought to myself, we need to be more prepared, right? For all the Boy Scouts, former Boy Scouts that are on the call tonight, you know, Scouts motto, right? Be prepared. We need to be more prepared. We need to learn how to give a presentation so that we are always equipped. You know, and you know, we hear it all the time, but we hear it all the time in terms of, like, elevator pitches. You know, at the B2B conference, they talk about elevator pitches and, you know, different things. So, you know, you should have an elevator pitch, but you should be prepared to give a presentation. So learn how to give a presentation. That's number one. Number two, I was in Salt Lake City for Super Saturday one time. Mr. Darnell Self had come to town, so I figured he came all the way from Maryland. I can go from Idaho to Utah in about a five-hour drive. So I went there, and it was at the Performance Club Q&A dinner the night before. And several of us had a chance to ask Mr. Self a question. I asked Mr. Self, I said, listen, when you were a director, you had one perspective. When you became an exec, when you became a bronze, a platinum, I'm assuming you gained different perspectives as you went along. What was the most valuable thing you learned in any given perspective as you went along the way? And, you know, he reiterated the question this way. He said, you know, it's a different skill being able to do it yourself versus being able to teach someone else how to do it. Two different skills, and we see it all the time, like especially in like major league sports, especially major league baseball, right? Superstars on the field usually don't make great managers because it was so easy for them. They're like, dude, just go up and hit the ball, you know, type of deal. But it's not always easy for the average player to duplicate the superstar. But that's why you see so many superstar managers who are average players, because they became students of the game. And so we've all heard Mr. Brian Carruthers talk about the five steps. You know, faster qualified, then performance club qualified, power 20, executive director, and then platinum, right? The five steps, right? You just, you know, you faster qualified, you become PC qualified next month. You help three other people PC, now you're power 20, or you help four other people PC, now you're power 20. You help three people power 20, you're an ED. You help four people go ED, you're a platinum. I mean, he makes it sound so simple, and it was for him because he's a superstar, right? 6 months to platinum. I'm not sure Mr. Carruthers has ever struggled or ever plateaued at a level. However, I think there's a step missing because so many times we focus like it's a checklist. That's for qualified. Performance club qualified. Check. Now I'm focused on power 20. But I can't seem to get anyone else performance club qualified. Because that's a skill. See, you got into it. And there's an assumption that because you did it, you can teach someone else how to do it. But you may or may not have that skill. And there are some people that say, just plug them into the system. Listen, the system is there to support us, not to do it for us. We still need to gain the skill, okay? And so I think there should be something called PC3 in between. Let me just tell you what PC3 is real quick. I know my team hears it from me all the time, but PC1 is getting to performance club this month. PC2 is qualify for next month's performance club this month. And PC3 is help one new person get into performance club this month, someone who's never been in, right? I don't care if they've been in a year and haven't been in, or if they're a brand new recruit, but help someone who's never been in get into performance club. Okay, so PC3. And so I really think it should go, hey, get into performance club. Now let's go PC3. Let's just help one other person. Let's do it again ourselves. Let's get a month ahead. But let's get one other person into performance club this month. Not four, not trying to go power 20, but if you can get one other people, and trust me, you'll be able to get four other people in eventually. Let's just get one, right? And sometimes you're going to realize, see, part of the problem is you want it. So you do it.
Because it went on this month. Where's the
But you recruited someone else, and they may not want it the way you want it. And you're focused on trying to get them into performance club. Listen, for starters, let me help you. I don't care who you recruit, and I don't care if they could be the greatest person to have the biggest sphere of influence. Listen, if they're not ready to move, go find someone else until they're ready. Then you can come back and help them. But once you find somebody who is ready, then the key words are field training. Field training. And that's the skill. See, that's how we're able to get someone else into Performance Club. You got to go to work with them. You can't just say show up at the briefing. Show up at the training. Show up at the Super Saturday. You got to go to work with them. And whether you're working with them or through them is another thing, right? And again, check with your upline exec. If you don't know what I'm talking about, please, please, please. Your upline exec does. And they will help you, okay? But field training, PC3, it's a different skill to be able to teach someone else what you've done and have them accept that training. And here's the third skill, promotion, right? To be able to motivate someone to action, to be able to avoid the law of the lid. See, I live in Boise, Idaho. San Francisco is a 10-hour trip for me. And I just loaded up a car full of associates this past weekend and drove 10 hours so that they could learn from Mr. Michael Shields, right? Because I don't want them to hit up against the law of the lid. But there were people, you know, there was a point where there was only one other person in the car with me, or that was going to go, in other words, with me. But I just kept promoting it, promoting it, promoting it. Finally, we had four people going. Now, I would have liked to have had 12 people go or 15 people go. But at the end of the day, there were four of us in the car. Right up to the last minute, we were leaving Friday morning at Thursday night's business briefing. I was promoting Super Saturday one more time, telling them all the reasons they needed to go. Because at that point, we only had three people going with us. But on Thursday night, because I promoted it yet again, all of a sudden someone else said, you know what, I'll call out of work tomorrow and I'll go with you too. And here's what I know. We had an amazing trip. It wasn't just the Super Saturday. It was the journey there and the journey back. But I really think there was some bonding that went on in that car. Here's what I know. They can only learn so much from me. As good as I am, I still have a long way to go before I'm a Mr. Ken Moore or a Mr. Michael Humes. So I don't want them to come up against the law of the lid, but I can get really good at just promoting the event, right? Promoting the next step, promoting making phone calls, promoting, you know, whatever it is. So we got to avoid the law of the lid. We got to be able to vision cast. We got to be able to motivate people to action. You know, some people are masters at using Facebook to promote lifestyles, or, you know, Daniel Streeter on our team, you know, on the More Success team, is a master at promoting lifestyles through Facebook. Check out his Facebook page. But the idea is promote, promote, promote. We got to learn how to promote. But I'll tell you what, if you can learn how to give a presentation, if you can learn how to learn how to teach someone else to do the same, and if you can learn how to promote for the next big event, for the More Success Team retreat, for convention in July, the Performance Club trips. Let me tell you, one of the reasons I wanted to get grow so phenomenally last summer was because Jeremy Moore was telling me how incredible the Reach for the Top trips are for the executive directors. I was like, there's no way I'm missing. You know, and we went out and we had 40% growth so we could go on the trip, because Jeremy Moore told us all about how amazing that trip was. Right? Learn how to give a presentation. Learn how to teach somebody else to duplicate, and learn how to promote. And those are the skills, because from director to executive director is a big jump. It's a big jump. One's a title. One's a production amount. And so I want to see everyone who, if you've been sitting there and plateaued at a certain level, it's a new year. I mean, I know January's already in the books, but, dude, just draw the line today and say, you know what? those are the three skills I'm going to master. Fall in lockstep with your executive director as far as philosophies are concerned and how you build the business. Master those three skills. And there's no reason why everybody on this call couldn't be an executive director by the end of the year. And that's not just lip service. I mean that. Like, there's no reason. If you're on this call tonight, there's no reason you couldn't be an executive director by the end of the year. And with that, Mr. Moore, thank you so much, and I'll turn it back over to you.
No, thank you, Damien. What a great lot of information. You're a great worker. We appreciate the endeavors you're in, the leadership you're showing to your team. And, you know, it's just going to be great, the breakout. This is going to be we had a great breakout before, but I am really looking forward to this breakout. We're going to be giving away so many awards, like the Wilbur Smith Award, the Harlan Stonecipher Award, the More Success Team Award, the Top Group Producer Award, the Top Recruiter Award, the Road Warrior Award, Rising Star Awards. We're going to be giving away awards after awards after awards and those people. I'd like to say one thing about it. When you said the presentation, it's so very important to know the presentation. But if we will learn one thing, if you had one tip for me tonight, folks, is don't worry so much about selling a product. It's becoming
conference
a problem.
Conference recording. Stop.
Can you still hear me, Randy?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. I didn't know what happened there. But become a problem solver. Just sit down with people, tell them the presentation, find out what their problems are, solve it. You got a sale, you got a friend you made, and more than likely you will pick up a recruit. Thank you, Damon, for all the good information. I'll turn it back to Randy right now.
Well, Mr. Schieber, you did an outstanding job. And ladies and gentlemen, you always hear great speakers on our calls every Monday night. If you want to see the people in person, then you just simply must be at our More Success Team retreat in March. So I would encourage you, if you enjoy some of the speakers, make sure and go up to them. Let them know how much you appreciate them. And, of course, you'll get to hear a lot of them from stage in person. Nothing like meeting them in person. You can hear them on the phone all day long, but when you meet and greet them in person, it makes all the difference. Mr. Schieber, outstanding job. We look forward to seeing you in March. Thank you for being our special guest speaker tonight.
Thank you.
All right, Mr. Moore, turn it back to you.
What a great call that was said, Randy. Just remember, someone's going to win the Air iPad and the other mini iPads. Remember those. And by the way, Randy, I'll be having breakfast with Mr. James Russo on Wednesday morning, Mr. Jeff Bell on Thursday morning, and I'll be winding some things up. So, again, let's just do what we always say, God first, family second, legal shield third. Thank you, each one, for being on the team, and God bless you, and good night.
Good night, everyone.